蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
你知道吗？宗教改革的五个唯独，唯独圣经，唯独基督，唯独恩典，唯独信心，唯独神的荣耀。500年前的改教家们，他们自己从来没有认真考虑使用这五个短语作为宗教改革的口号。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐欣，和我共同主持的是 Charles Morris。尽管人们只是在宗教改革之后很久了才开始讨论宗教改革的五个唯独，但其中的每个主题呢，却的确是以某种角度触及了宗教改革关于信心还有生命的核心。其实我们得知道，中世纪的基督教和16世纪的罗马天主教并没有否认圣经、信心、恩典和基督的重要性，他们的神学家也经常会谈论这些，也积极地主张没有这些就不会有救恩。但是如果我们继续地往深处研究，进一步问这些神学家有关唯独这个词的时候呢，便会很快地发现真正的不一样。改教家们宣称唯独圣经才是基督徒信仰和生活的权威，罗马天主教徒们在表示崇敬圣经的同时呢，却坚持教会传统和罗马教皇与圣经有同等的重要性，而且他们还认定教会传统和罗马教皇能准确无误地解释圣经，也能够增强圣经教导的有效性。当改教家坚持声称唯独因信称义时，罗马天主教的回应则是，称义的确是来自于信心的，但是也靠与信心并列的功德。在有关恩典和基督的方面呢，他们也有着类似的看法。然而，改教家们看到了基督完全的话语和完全的工作，单单是因为他们是完全的，所以不需要任何的添加。事实上，任何对他们进行补充的行为都是在挑战他的完全性，也侮辱了身在基督里的话语和工作。想象一下，如果罗马天主教有关权威和救恩的教义是正确的，那么荣耀就并非唯独归于神了。但圣经告诉我们，神不将他的荣耀归给别人。以赛亚书的42章8节说，我是耶和华，这是我的名，我便不把我的荣耀归给别人，也不把我当受的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。今天是蓝天绿洲分享最后一个唯独，唯独神的荣耀。我不知道你听到这个唯独的时候心情是怎样的，但是乐心，我真的是一想到唯独神的荣耀呢，就忍不住很激动很兴奋了。要知道，我们的焦点很容易啊就变成了以自我为中心。我在哪里可以得到神权威性的启示呢？我怎样才能逃脱神的愤怒呢？我怎样做才能够得救呢？在回答这些问题上，其他的四个唯独给了我们必要的，也是给了我们翻转人生命的答案。但是唯独神的荣耀就将他们放在了一个合适的视角下，让我们看见了圣经所揭示的神在基督里救赎的计划的最高目的，不是为着我们的福分，无论那个福分有多么的好。这个最高的目的乃是为了神自身的荣耀，神借着他赐给我们丰盛的祝福来荣耀他自己。好了，那乐心呢就把接下来的时间交给 Charles。
I'm Charles Morris. Thank you so much for joining me. And this program is called Five Solas at 500. Sola. It's a Latin word, meaning alone, and these five alones were key truths recovered in the 16th century Reformation. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and last but not least, soli Deo Gloria, glory to God alone. Joining us to talk about this last sola on the key Reformation truths is a friend of mine, Dr. Dennis Johnson. He's been a pastor, he's a New Testament scholar, and he's been training pastors at a seminary in Southern California since 1982. Dennis, right now, would you just take a moment and help us understand what soli Deo Gloria means, and why is it important to us today?
Many people, I think, who may not speak a word of Latin are familiar with soli Deo Gloria because they have heard, at least, that Johann Sebastian Bach, at the end of every musical composition that he wrote, put SDG, which means to God alone be glory. Don't praise me for this music. It's all about the praise of God. Handel did the same thing, the composer of the Messiah and other oratorios. To God alone be glory. Now, the question is, why does this come at the conclusion of the solas, the other four? And that, I think, is an intriguing question. It was not at the very beginning grouped with the other four, and we're not quite sure where it came from, but it flows from them. Because, of course, all the way through the Bible, there's the emphasis on the fact that God alone deserves ultimate glory. I had a great opportunity to look at a bunch of passages of the Bible when I was preparing something for the men in our church, and I noticed passages like Psalm 115, verse 1, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." And I ran across, I'm not going to give you all the texts here, we don't have time, but Isaiah 48, verses 9 through 11, the Lord says, "For my name's sake, I'm going to defer my anger. For my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another." And of course, we know New Testament texts like the end of Romans 11, "From him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever." So that's all across the Bible. And it's especially true when we look at passages that talk about God saving us by his grace alone, through faith alone. So, for example, when we hear that God alone saves and justifies, declares us right in his sight on the basis of Jesus' perfect obedience and his flawless sacrifice, we can see passages like, well, Ephesians 2, where Paul talks about God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us when we were dead in our trespasses. By grace you've been saved through faith. That's once. And then God has shown his grace and kindness to us. By grace you've been saved through faith, again, in Ephesians 2. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. In other words, we don't get any glory for this. It's all about God. And even when Paul goes on to talk about good works that flow from our salvation, he emphasizes that that comes because we are God's workmanship, so he gets glory there as well. So the emphasis is all over the place on the glory of God in our salvation. He gets praised for all that he has done for us. And while he is pleased to share some of his glory with us, ultimately not, in that he acknowledges the good fruit of his work in our lives, but ultimately it all goes back to him and to his praise. To God alone be glory.
Dennis Johnson, my brother in Christ, thank you so much for joining us on Haven today.
Thanks, Charles. It's been great to be with you in these few minutes. Thank you, brother.
I'm Charles Morris. And a program called The Five Solas at 500. Dennis Johnson back with us in just a moment. He'll read an inspiring quote from Martin Luther. But before that, let's look at this concept of soli Deo Gloria. There are any number of places we can turn to in Scripture to look at this concept of God's glory alone. It's the reason we were created, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. It's through all of Scripture. I just quoted from a famous creed, but there's one place in particular that I think it's put so memorably and powerfully. I'm thinking of Romans 11:36. But before I read, let's review what's happened up to this point in the book of Romans. I'm not going to walk through the Romans road or give you a blow-by-blow outline, but by the time you get to Romans 11, Paul has taken the church at Rome on a masterful tour through the entire gospel. He's hammered home the truth that Scripture was all one big story pointing to Jesus and salvation in Christ alone. He's explained how this salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And he's just about wrapped up his survey of the big story before really moving on to practical matters in the church, ways that this good news of the gospel will radically change the way we live our lives. But before he gets practical, he just kind of gets choked up with praise. This happens all the time with Paul. He gets going on doctrine, but he ends up in doxology. Never forget that. In soli Deo gloria, glory to God alone. Here's what he writes, Romans 11:36. But let me start just a little before that, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:33-36, and you can understand why truths like these so inspired J.S. Bach to sign his words to God with SDG, Soli Deo Gloria. I want to hone in on that final verse, verse 36. From him, through him, for him, a perfect summary of what life is. True life in Christ is all about. Maybe you didn't get much sleep last night, but when you finally did, you woke up this morning and breath filled your lungs and your eyes opened and you saw a new day. And that's all a gift to the Lord. And as Paul told the curious outsiders at Athens, we live and move and have our being in the Lord. But it's not just the things like life and a beating heart that are from the Lord. Paul says all things, everything is from him. The joy you feel when you get to read a story to your grandkids or your children, a hearty Thanksgiving meal like many will enjoy next month in America, or even when times are hard and you see the Lord's hand putting food on the table that you didn't think you would have, it is all from the Lord. It's all like a sunbeam of his kindness. And when you follow that beam back to its source, you can't just help but say SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be glory.
Praise the Spirit, three in one.
我们不断地强调神的荣耀和唯独神的荣耀时，似乎呢会给人一种幻觉，就是自动地贬低了人类。如果说神的荣耀意味着对人性的贬损，那么这样的神还值不值得我们去赞美呢？在圣经里面，人类是神创造的巅峰，是神的形象的承载者，即便堕落之后，神也救赎他的子民，还让他们有一天也能够得着荣耀。那么问题就来了，倘若将来的荣耀在等着我们，那么荣耀岂不就不唯独归属于神了吗？实际上这不是一个真正的问题，但是呢却引发出了一项挑战。圣经确实在很多方面遵从人类的经验还有呼召，说神以他的形象造了我们，使我们比天使稍微低一点，也给了我们治理被造之物的权柄。更让人感到惊讶的就是，神预定了人类管理将来的天地，他的应许就是那些相信他爱子的人虽然是个罪人，却将会得到基督的荣耀，也会享有显现给他们的荣耀。我们可以这样说，神有着全然的智慧，他爱世人，正是借着他创造的人得荣耀来荣耀他自己。如此呢，我们的荣耀不断的是指向神的荣耀的。而从另外一个角度来说，我们也说，正是通过承认和寻求唯独神的荣耀，人类才能够进入到他们最高的归宿，享受着他们该有的尊贵。只是只有当我们的话语符合圣经的描述时，这才是真实的和有帮助的。只有当我们所做的功是唯独通过信心并靠着恩典称义时，才是良善的和圣洁的。也只有当我们只在基督身上得享安息时，我们才能被按照神的形象而更新。所以承认唯独神的荣耀就是贬损人类吗？这个答案是否定的。正如威斯敏斯特大小要理问答一开始所传达的，神在使我们成为荣耀他的器皿的同时呢，也使我们在将所有的荣耀都归于他的时候享受他。人的首要目的是荣耀神，并永远以他为乐。在神的荣耀中，我们能找到自我的尊贵，在神的荣耀中，我们也找得到喜乐。我们得荣耀就是在于将天上和地下所有的荣耀都归给他。身为改教家的约翰加尔文热切地捍卫神至高的荣耀，他就意识到神有时会通过所造之物的美妙来彰显他的荣耀。在加尔文看来，神的创造是一出美妙的戏剧，上演着神圣的荣耀，实在是值得人心敬畏。在世界的每个角落， 都可窥见神的荣美。但是加尔文也想到了，神还通过另外一种特殊的方式来彰显他的荣耀，就是照着他的形象而造的人类。当加尔文注意到这个形象的时候，以及由此而来的人的尊贵，尤其是灵魂的尊贵的时候，他就说道，人体的每个部分无不折射出神荣耀的光辉，所以神的荣耀也体现在了人的体貌上。你们看，我们从加尔文对神的荣耀的热切描述中看不到对被造之物，尤其是对人性的贬损，而事实正好是相反的。我们拥有的美妙还有尊贵，正是神在我们里面所彰显的荣耀。这个真的非常值得我们每个人好好的去思想。你的形象，你的容貌，你身体的每一个部位，都彰显着神的荣耀。
The greatest gift of all is from the Lord. Another verse in Romans brings that to mind. Romans 8:32, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Not only is everything from the Lord, but it's also through the Lord. And I find that encouraging. I get so weary sometimes, don't you? It's hard to keep up with a fast-paced world. And maybe you get tired too. Thankfully, we don't have to rely on our own strength, especially when it comes to obeying the Lord and loving Him with our lives. I'm so thankful it doesn't depend on my own effort. Even my imperfect but sincere obedience is through the power of the Spirit of the living God. That's why I cannot brag or boast. Even my sanctification, growing in grace, is through Him. And all that leads us to the final step in Paul's outbursts of praise, from Him, through Him, and to Him. To Him alone be glory. See, here's how the hamster wheel Luther felt he was on really worked. He thought salvation was from me, through me, instead of from Him and through Him. Now, if anyone could initiate their own salvation and accomplish it themselves, it would give them every right to strut around and show off their pride. But no one can do that. That way of thinking crushes a person. Luther finally understood that it had to be from Him, meaning the Lord, and through Him, and therefore to God's glory alone. I asked Dr. Dennis Johnson to share an excerpt from one of Luther's sermons that shows how he finally got this truth that should lead us all to break out in doxology, like the Apostle Paul, praising the Lord that salvation is from Him and Him alone.
Luther said this in a sermon on the sum of the Christian life, probably a couple decades after the Reformation was launched through his and others' initiative. He said this. He said, "The heart is always ready to boast of itself before God and say, 'After all, I've preached so long and lived so well and done so much, surely He will take this into account.' We even want to haggle with God to make Him regard our life, but it cannot be done. With men you may boast, 'I have done the best I could toward everyone, and if anything is lacking, I will still try to make recompense.' But when you come before God, leave all that boasting at home and remember to appeal from justice to grace." And then Luther gets very honest about his own struggle. He says how exceedingly hard and bitter a thing it is for a man who all his life has been mired in works righteousness to pull himself out of it and with all his heart rise up through faith in the one mediator. "I myself have been preaching and cultivating it for almost 20 years, and I still feel the old clinging dirt of wanting to deal so with God that I may contribute something so that He will have to give me His grace in exchange for my holiness. Still, I cannot get it into my head that I should surrender myself completely to sheer grace, yet I know that this is what I should and must do. To God alone be glory."
The majesty and glory of your
the Luther College Nordic Choir from their album just called Prayer, the Majesty and Glory of Your Name here on Haven Today. And I'm Charles Morris. Our program, The Five Solas at 500. At the foundation, we have Scripture alone. Only Scripture can show us how God intends to save people from sin. So on the bedrock of Scripture alone, we see that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And all of this is to what we've been talking about today, the glory of God alone.
这个就是今天蓝天绿洲想要和你分享的全部节目内容了。在分享这五个唯独的时候，乐心其实是非常享受制作这节目的过程，也让我再次的去沉浸在神的话语和他的恩典之上。神得荣耀，我们的一切都是为着他的荣耀而活。希望这些节目也能够在你的心中不断的回响，让你也具有更多的时间来去与神建立更深更美好的关系。愿神祝福你，我们下期的同一时间在良友电台的蓝天绿洲与你不见不散，拜拜。